Hey, how are y'all doing? My name is Michael. Thanks for coming. Basically, I've lived here for about a year and a half now, coming up from Savannah, Georgia, where I spent about 8 years. So I'm the southerner in New York. Anyways, this is Night Castle. Most of these drawings are, it's all graphite, just this intensive doodle. These are about 5.5 feet by about 4.5 feet, roughly. Basically, taking this notebook paper and intensifying the size kind of puts the adult back in his place. And all the lines and holes are cut by hand, and it's front and back. I don't really see them as drawings, but more as objects, sculptures, kind of everything combined. This is from a series, All American Family. I basically inject myself into different types of families through the eyes of a child, like trying to define what is the All American Family, who has the right to say, I am the all-American family. There's no such thing, at least in my mind. This is I Will Not Act Like White Trash, over and over and over again. It's this repetitive punishment exercise. I like how the rhythm and repetitive natures of words kind of flow across the page, so it's kind of enjoyable. This is a little bit different. This is a graph paper, kind of varying, and these are all the same size. My obsession with mechanical things and with all things George Lucas. like every, I think, child, you know, my age from the 70s growing up, it was a huge impact, so I like to draw it. This is the Bill of Rights. This is a variation. Everything's pretty much rigid as far as the size and scale of these, so I'm looking for different ways to kind of break out literally. So I tear these, and this is, I think it's a fairly straightforward political statement, you know, using just the amendments themselves and destroying it. This is called Dang. I was taking images. If you go to the White House website, you can download coloring book images for kids. You can print them out and color them. So I took these images from the website and kind of redrew them and pieced them together. And, yeah, this is what I came up with. So this is the coloring book series. This is the ripped dollar bill. Another variation, this drawing's torn apart and then taped back together, and it's to mimic scotch tape. So I think that's, you know, fairly straightforward. A ripped dollar bill kind of, you know, symbolizes greed and all the ugly things that our country's been going through the past 8 years or so. This piece is And She Never Called. These are all the scrap and phone numbers. You write your scrap and your number on a piece of paper and hand it to somebody. So this is my phone number 20 times. Crumpled and into a pile. And this piece was actually just in Chicago, and I got at least 20 or 30 phone calls and text messages. Is this your real number? Well, yes, it is. Thank you. Thank you for enjoying. I was surprised. what is this one called? This is called And Say Goodbye. It's there's text underneath. It's a letter that was started and then just frustration scribbled it out. Just kind of, you know, dealing with that and that whole repetitive process. I grew up Southern Baptist, so I started this series of Jesus images based on other paintings from art history, and I wanted to make Jesus a superhero, so that's, you know, what that became. And then the opposite is the devil, who is always standing on my shoulder, whispering in the other ear, and that's a younger incarnation of myself. I kind of like inject myself into the art as a younger version of myself all the time. It's kind of funny, and I think it kind of, you know, anybody could be in that place. This is from my superhero series. This is The Stalkers number one from 2004. Growing up, I was fascinated with comic books, still am, and I started creating my own superhero universe, creating these characters, and they all interacted and had their own history, and they just, you know, I would start drawing the interiors, but the covers always really fascinated me growing up. This is the latest Stalkers, number 7, still dated 2004, but I think it's 2008. You know, I can't do a cover a month like a normal comic book would be, so I've just kept the dates. Dealing with the White House and kind of like the, you know, the scare of Arabs or Muslims, just it's kind of, you know, this very stereotypical suggestion. And then this White House piece, or this image of the White House, I've used over and over again. It's one of the examples of the shift. So this is another wall piece that's been crumpled, and it kind of comes off the wall. They kind of float out slightly off the wall. Kind of you know, I spend all this time drawing these pristine, like drawing the lines and cutting the holes, these pristine images, and then it's kind of fun to like destroy what you've created and try to make so perfect. This is a collaboration, Space War. My friend Shane M and I basically put paper on the floor and played this game where we would shoot each other's starships and basically blew each other up, and so it became this whole collaborative thing. Then there's a lot of political works. Some are a little bit more blatant than others. This one's Join the Crusade. This evil Uncle Sam, kind of like Aaron. I kind of created these personalities, and they kind of show up in my work every now and then. Oath and Seal, very straightforward piece. You know, the oath as best as I could draw it. And then the oath, which is, I think, fairly clear. You know, obviously a political statement of the previous administration, which I wasn't too happy with, I'll be honest. And then marching boots. So the political theme continues. These boots kind of marching across the page on top of, you know, words that we all should hold near and dear. Plus, I like to draw camouflage with markers. It's fun. And that's another thing. All these are done with either pencils or markers. The idea is very simple materials that anyone can find and relate to. The whole idea of the notebook paper, you know, it's that relatability, trying to bridge that gap, like taking art off its pedestal so everyone can relate, at least in some way. List of regrets. We all have them. And finally, this diptych. I wanted to show this as my final one because it's always my artwork's good or bad. It could go either way, just depending on the idea of that day, usually. So, and I guess that's all.